The items belonging to Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, which are to go on the auction block next month in New York, include a pair of well-worn leather sandals, an inexpensive pocket watch, his trademark wireframe spectacles, and a brass bowl and plate. Gandhi is a national icon who led a peaceful independence struggle against British colonial rule. He inspired uncounted Indians to join a civil disobedience campaign. His philosophy of non-violence inspired several similar resistance movements. The auction house, Antiquorum Auctioneers, is selling Gandhi's items for a private foreign collector. It says the sale is significant because the ascetic leader had few possessions. Gandhi's followers in India say this is the very reason his belongings should not be sold for profit. They point out that Gandhi barely possessed anything because he was a staunch opponent of materialism and consumerism. Ramachandra Rahi, Secretary General of the Gandhi Memorial Foundation in New Delhi, says it is ironic that a price is being put on the belongings of a man who preached the ideal of simple living.
Bazaar-oriented. जो दिमाग बना है समाज में और खास तौर पर अमेरिका में भारत भी उसका अपवाद नहीं है
Rahi says in the market oriented society that has emerged today everything is for sale he says this is particularly so in the united states although the same is happening in india Rahi says this is not correct he says if gandhi is acknowledged as a great leader his possessions should be put in museums anywhere in the world so that future generations can draw inspiration from his life and ideals The significance of what goes under the hammer has been underlined by the auction house. Gandhi gave his eyeglasses to an army colonel who asked him for inspiration, saying they were the eyes that had given him the vision to free India. He kept a watch because he valued punctuality. The brass plate and bowl were the dishes from which he ate a simple meal. Gandhi's great-grandson, Tushar Gandhi, says the items must come back to India and be displayed as national treasures. He has launched a campaign to raise money to bid for them at the auction. He says Gandhi holds a special place in the heart of Indians and that his belongings have a sentimental value for the country.
These are the symbols of a person whom we've learned to worship. And I think these things must be back in India so that generations to come will feel a closeness to him, will be inspired. Because, you know, even today, anywhere in the world, you draw a sketch of that wire-rimmed glasses and show it to anybody and the first thing they will say is Gandhi. And so I believe that these are very closely connected with his identity. And the rightful place for them is in India.
Tushar Gandhi is racing against time to collect the money. The auction takes place in early March. But he says many people have responded to his plea and donated amounts ranging from $1 to $2,000.
People have come up to me and said that we can only afford to give you 50 rupees. Will you accept that? And I think that is what is very important. These ordinary people are going that extra bit. Each and every one of them, a driver, a farmer, unemployed youth, they all ask one question. They said, they make one request. They say that, promise us that you will bring this back.
Several members of parliament have also called on the government to buy the relics. Rahi of Gandhi Memorial Foundation says the occasion of the auction of Gandhi's items is an appropriate time for the world to recall one of his messages. Gandhi had said the world has enough to satisfy every man's need, but not for every man's greed. Gandhi was killed by a Hindu fanatic in 1948, a year after India became independent. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.